Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God Keeps His Covenants. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19 reads, God is not a man, that he should lie, nor a human being, that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it happen? I have just read from the New English Translation. The first time we see the word covenant in the Bible was in Genesis 6 verse 18, where God instructed Noah to embark on the project of building a gigantic vessel or ark for the preservation of his family and the animals. That was a project that altered the trajectory of Noah's life. It took Noah over 100 years to build that ark. Now, you need to realize that Noah was doing this against all odds. He was building an ark to preserve his family from a flood. A flood was something that had never happened on earth before. In fact, it had never rained on earth before this time. Building the ark was a sacrifice and a pure act of faith and obedience. A covenant is an agreement or contract between two parties. Both parties have their defined roles, and integrity demands that when one party fulfills his role, the other party must fulfill their corresponding role as prescribed by the contract. A covenant is as useful as the integrity of those entering it. When God enters a covenant with people, it means they have their part to play, and he has his. If God says he will do something, you can be sure he will, because he keeps his word. As long as Noah remained in faith and obeyed God, God was committed to preserving him, his family, and the animals with him. There are a number of covenants mentioned in Scripture. For example, the Old Covenant demanded that the people of Israel lived under the law, and God would consequently be their God and Father, protect and provide for them. Go into today remembering that God is a covenant-keeping God because he is faithful and true. He is a person of integrity. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 23-24. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job 23-24.
Then Job replied,
even today my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. If only I knew where to find him. If only I could go to his dwelling, I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say to me. Would he vigorously oppose me? No, he would not press charges against me. There the upright can establish their innocence before him, and there I would be delivered forever from my judge. But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? He does whatever he pleases. He carries out his decree against me, and many such plans he still has in store. That is why I am terrified before him. When I think of all this, I fear him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. Why does the Almighty not set times for judgment? Why must those who know him look in vain for such days? There are those who move boundary stones They pasture flocks they have stolen. They drive away the orphan's donkey and take the widow's ox in pledge. They thrust the needy from the path and force all the poor of the land into hiding. Like wild donkeys in the desert, the poor go about their labor of foraging food. The wasteland provides food for their children. They gather fodder in the fields and glean in the vineyards of the wicked. Lacking clothes, they spend the night naked. They have nothing to cover themselves in the cold. They are drenched by mountain rains and hug the rocks for lack of shelter. The fatherless child is snatched from the breast. The infant of the poor is seized for a debt. Lacking clothes, they go about naked. They carry the sheaves, but still go hungry. They crush olives among the terraces. They tread the wine presses, yet suffer thirst. The groans of the dying rise from the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out for help. But God charges no one with wrongdoing. There are those who rebel against the light, who do not know its ways or stay in its paths. When daylight is gone, the murderer rises up, kills the poor and needy, and in the night steals forth like a thief. The eye of the adulterer watches for dusk. He thinks no eye will see me, and he keeps his face concealed. In the dark, thieves break into houses, but by day they shut themselves in. They want nothing to do with the light. For all of them, midnight is their morning. They make friends with the terrors of darkness, yet they are foam on the surface of the water. Their portion of the land is cursed, so that no one goes to the vineyards. As heat and drought snatch away the melted snow, so the grave snatches away those who have sinned. The womb forgets them. The worm feasts on them. The wicked are no longer remembered, but are broken like a tree. They prey on the barren and childless woman, and to the widow show no kindness. But God drags away the mighty by his power. Though they become established, they have no assurance of life. He may let them rest in a feeling of security, but his eyes are on their ways. For a little while they are exalted, and then they are gone. They are brought low and gathered up like all others. They are cut off like heads of grain. If this is not so, who can prove me false and reduce my words to nothing?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.